I Know You Lied, written by Leslie Sanderson and read by Kristen Atherton.
Prologue. It has finally happened. The letter arrived on Friday the 13th. Not usually a significant date for me. I'm not one of those people who pander to superstitious nonsense. But afterwards, when I had calmed down, it made me pause a moment and wonder. It arrived when I was preparing my morning coffee. Strong, with a dash of cream, just how I like it. My cleaner never did get it quite right, despite so many years of practice. The rattle of the letterbox alerted me, and I could hear the postman whistling as he walked away from the house. Pain spread through my bones as I bent down to retrieve the letter from the bristly doormat. Did I suspect then that it had happened? The unravelling of events that I had dreaded for years. The envelope was the beige of letters of import. A bank statement, perhaps, or a bill. But when I turned it over to reveal the familiar name of the solicitor's firm, unease stirred inside me. I took a sip of coffee and opened the letter. When I saw the subject matter, I let the scalding liquid run down my throat. I imagined it making its way through my body as the implications of what her death would mean trickled into my mind. No doubt Nell would be reading it too. It would be too much to expect that she wouldn't be contacted. How could I stop this? I'd heard that my solicitor had been trying to get in touch with me, but had never anticipated this. Over the years, it had occurred to me as a possibility, a fleeting one. But I'd trained myself never to allow my thoughts to go in that direction. Think positive, I'd told myself, as I'd told others so many times. She'd been found in her flat in London, the cause of death as yet to be determined. She was in her 50s, far too young to die. But she'd had a hard life, which was entirely her own doing. Now, old secrets that had been so deeply buried would rise to the surface and spill forth. And I had to be prepared to put a stop to it. Whatever it took. I didn't doubt my capability of resorting to extreme measures, though. After all, I'd already done the worst. What did I have to lose? Chapter 1. 2019. It all begins with the letter from the solicitor. Thick, beige envelope. Expensive. The name of the firm printed on the back. Grayling and Hurst, solicitors. Nell is mildly curious, but leaves it on the table for now. Relieved to finally kick off her shoes and enjoy her evening. Takeaway pizza, she'd decided. It's been a long day, after all, and colder weather is setting in. Melted cheese and a bit of stodge is exactly the comfort food she needs. It was one of those ordinary days at work, rushing around as she does every day of her life, phone stuck to her ear, and inbox bursting with unread emails, trying to get more done than the allotted time would allow, and ending the day with her head feeling like it was encased in a too tight helmet. She enjoys working as an events manager, but deep down is starting to wish she could find a less intense career in which to express her creative side. The innocent remark made by her boss, Stacy, last week, that she should take some leave and go back to the coastal village she grew up in, caught her unawares.